Hey guys, we got some good stuff for you today. We mostly talk about possession throughout. Then we have a couple scary stories to relate. True stories. The origin of Annabelle. Our personal scary possession. Evil bird stories. Check us out today on Thumbs Up.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Thumbs Up cast. My name is Joey.
And I'm Rhodes.
And today, what are we going to be talking about, dog?
Possession.
Possession.
The mightiest.
Are you possessed right now?
I don't know, man. You ever think about that? What if you were possessed when you were a child and like you're the creature that's like taking over your body? What if that's the reason the world is the way it is? Like everybody's just like a big chunk of the population is in fact possessed. Whoa.
Let's slow it down a bit, all right? This is the first minute.
Okay, so let's start with, I guess, the typical was like the spiritual possession. Mostly in Western society, it's usually demonic.
The possession of Momo?
Have you... Oh, wait, yeah, that's that thing that they...
It's stupid.
I never follow it. So is it supposed to be the creature possesses them? I thought it was just encourage them to like self-harm.
It's not possession. It's, do you want me to tell you the little story real quick?
Tell me the story of Momo.
So it's the whole thing of like, there's like videos going around YouTube where it's in the middle of them. It's like kids' videos. And mm-hmm. So what happens is it just ends up scaring kids.
Yeah.
That's really all it is. But it tells them to like it's going to come at night and kill them and
creepy.
Stuff like that. Yeah. I mean, I actually have a rant about this because, the whole thing is scary and the whole thing is like, that I was kind of annoyed by is that it's on the news and everything.
That's how you knew it was like, there's something up here. They got to it too quick.
Yeah. And it's like, in my head, I was like, we've had that all our lives. And this isn't different, you know?
It's because they had a scary monster attached to it. That's why.
No. But I mean, Jeff the Killer, when I was younger, that was like the big thing. Slender Man was another big thing when I was younger. Like even older, like, or not older, but like even when I was younger, it was those like scary pop-up videos of like the car driving down the hill. Have you seen that one?
Is that the one whenever like you, it's sort of like a jump scare thing?
Yeah.
The demon pops up and then it's like, wow.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You. And then the scary maze game.
What's the scary maze game?
You never played it?
No.
Oh, maybe we'll play it.
Just tell me what it is.
It's a little maze and the first, like, I think it's like three, four levels or some shit like that. It's just a normal maze. Like you have your mouse and the cursor is a little box.
Oh, I think I know this one. Yeah.
Yeah. And then basically
it's like you're looking above, right? From above.
Yeah. And then so you're going through this whole little maze and stuff. And during the whole time you're hitting the edges, it just says like game over. Mm-hmm. But then there's a part where it gets super small. Like one, like basically you have to go through it perfectly. People have done it. But if you touch the edge, the exorcist face pops up. And it's like,
yeah, I've heard
about and that. Then the whole thing is that, like on America's Funniest Home Videos and stuff, they'll have videos of like parents being like, oh yeah, play this game. And it's like a little kid and then they get all freaked out and they're like, they're all laughing. It's like, this is indifferent.
Yeah.
It's the same shit. It's scary.
And then it turns out that wasn't even real. There was no videos of the creature going around. The real meme itself was the warning. Isn't exactly. That crazy to think about?
Yeah. And it's like, that's the whole thing. It's like, there wasn't even any proof of it actually happening with the Momo thing. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of just
that's
stupid.
Like a Facebook meme that got out of control. Which
exactly.
I mean, like everything.
And then the actual pictures came out of what it looks like. And it's like a weird duck.
It's a weird
thing.
Chicken thing. Yeah, it's like, what is it? It's called the Mother Bird. It's a statue made by a Japanese artist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like
not scary at all. But scary. Back to possession.
It is scary, though.
Have you heard of it, though? It does look creepy.
Yeah, it is.
Have you ever heard of somebody actually getting possessed?
I actually have a cousin who, someone that he used to be with, got possessed.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Yeah. I was, I remember my brother was there, and
they say they like acted weird and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. He started. Apparently, it was the mom first. And then the mom started like cussing at them and saying like "fuck you" and stuff like that. Ooh. And calling people like "bitch" and all this stuff, like stuff that she's a very religious lady, and so like it was stuff that she would never say. And then that they're all preying on her, and that the girl my cousin was with, her the lady's daughter, she was scared, so she kind of leaned like she was on the couch like crying, kind of scared because she wasn't praying or anything.
Coward.
So she got like apparently it went into her and she started like doing the same thing. And I remember my brother, he drove home that night and he told my mom about it, and he was like he was actually pretty freaked out by it.
I imagine so.
Yeah, so, but, like, nothing, you know, hurt him or anything. He just, like, saw it all happen, so. That's pretty weird.
I'm kind of curious. I want to see what that would look like. Like, do you think it was really
something call upon them
spiritual?
Right
happening?
Now. Do it.
I've done it before.
No.
Oh, man, I tried that stuff when I was younger.
Really?
Yeah, man. You know what happened?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
So do you think it was really something spiritual happening, or do you think it was maybe a psychological type thing that, like, you know, the younger girl who it jumped into, quote unquote, was having kind of a hysterical moment afterwards?
It could be something that we just don't understand with the brain. I don't know. Maybe it's like a, like, I mean, not to compare it to anything, but like how strokes happen and how, like, it's just a sudden thing of just something happens in their head where.
Yeah, super glitch. I get that, man. I was having that earlier while I was having trouble pronouncing words, which you should probably go to the doctor and tell, but. I'm going to say that was because I was super hungry and I'm on, like, I tried some, what is it? I got that super vitamin D.
Uh-huh.
It was like, what is it? That a once weekly. And it's like, maybe my body was just like, it was too many. I already had that.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
And it was like, my body was just like dealing with all these extra nutrients maybe.
Yeah.
But, I know there's like cultural possessions too, like in certain regions where, I want to say, like, I think there's an area, Malaysia or Indonesia. I know they're super different, but it's one of the Asias, and they go to a festival. There's a guy, there's a statue, and there's a main guy praying. There's a bunch of people in the crowd, and they try to get possessed by spirits, usually good ones, but like fighter spirits, and they like start jumping around, and it's usually, I think it's a monkey spirit that usually takes them over, and they'll start doing like kind of move, kung fu moves and stuff, sometimes acting like a monkey, and they look real intense and into it. Even if they're not truly spiritually possessed, they are experiencing something. It might be a type of trance-like, you know, state for them where they're just like, their brain says, this is what I expect of you, and they act on it. But it looks super intense. Mm-hmm. I know through, what is it, in voodoo culture, the religion voodoo, that they'll do possessions so that they could talk to a spirit, and a person like gets overwritten by a spirit, they invoke them, they willingly get possessed, quote unquote, and then they'll like tell people around the circle like things to help them with their life, like, you need to do this, you need to stop doing this, you know, and just like this or that.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
that's crazy. I know this doesn't, I mean, this has a little bit to do with that of how you said just like culturally. I went to a healing mass one time.
This has exactly to do everything with it.
Yeah.
Go with it. Tell me.
I remember I went because that was whenever I first started getting sick with whatever I have right now. And I remember the doctors didn't really know what was going on. So I was just in pain a lot, and my mom kind of like was like, there's nothing else we could do, you know, like science wise. So she kind of went more towards her religion.
I'll give credit to right there real quick for saying, you know, first I will try the scientific method, and truly if nothing is working, then all the power to you. Yeah, go for it. Go for something else.
Yeah, so we went, and I remember there was a lot of people there. There was a lot of sick people there.
Sad.
And it was really sad, and it was just like a mass, and I remember they talked to us a little bit, and it was all outside, and I remember it looked really cool. Well, because it was like on the side of a big like cave looking like structure.
Whoa, thing. What the heck?
It was pretty cool.
Cave looking like at the mouth of a cave.
It wasn't like a deep cave. It was like a little like a big rock.
Oh, and it had like an indenture. Yeah, still, I bet you that brought like, you know, what is it? That really helped set the mood for sure.
No.
Were they really doing? Oh, the echoes. Did it?
I don't remember. Maybe we could go one day and just like see what it's about.
Check out the area or the healing mass.
The healing mass.
I'm down.
Yeah,
I could go for some heals.
Some heals. I remember hearing about that guy that stares. Have you seen him?
What guy? Oh, he's clearly seen me. What guy that stares? No, tell me.
He's the one that stares, and he's supposed to heal you by his stare.
I have not heard about this guy at all. Tell me about this.
Yeah, I remember it was on a... Do you remember Rob Dyrdek?
Fantasy Factory, the skater.
Yeah.
He's freaking awesome, yeah.
I remember I watched an episode when I was younger of this guy. He was a healer, but he would stare. And I remember he took his cousin, because his cousin, I forgot what was wrong with his cousin, but he took him there just to get like stared. And I remember a big black was there, and they're all like really like trying to feel something. And then they came on, they're like, we didn't feel anything. And it was all sad. But But I mean, it's kind of interesting. I know that guy, it feels a little bit more like a scammy kind of thing.
What was he charging for it?
Yeah. And you can have sessions. You can have live sessions online.
He'll just stare at you?
Yeah, he'll stare at you through the camera.
Jeez.
It's pretty dope, right?
Is it? I'm definitely kind of curious. Now I got to look this guy up.
Yeah, he has shows and stuff. Jeez, I guess they're called shows. I don't know.
I don't know, man. It's like seminars? There's so much money there that you just make. Part of you is like, some people, it has to be helping a little bit just from placebo effect. But still, it's pretty scummy as far as the lines of Connie Scums go.
Yeah.
Like, do you think he believes it is a real question? No. Do you think the guy with the eyes, he doesn't believe it? He's just like, I'm just going to stare at people.
He has long, voluptuous hair.
Ah, the surest sign of a non-healer.
Yeah.
Man, have you ever thought, how easy it is to make a decent amount of bank just being, a spiritualist or a medium?
Yeah. It's sad, though.
Isn't there a whole exorcism, so going back to repossessions, repossessing it? Isn't there a whole industry of people who charge to, unpossess people, paid exorcists? I'm sure I've heard about that. I know there's places you can go and they're group depossessions, but a lot of people I know pay money for it. It's not, there's a suggested donation, quote unquote.
Uh-huh. And it's just you'll be looked down upon if you don't make it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, if demonic possession was real, I could see some reimbursement. If nothing else, the person went out of their way. They put their lives in danger, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess maybe it is it's a sign that it could be real and it's a sign that it could be fake at the same time.
That's true.
Right.
And a lot of the times it isn't. I remember...
Wait, isn't what?
Isn't a actual possession.
Yeah. Even if in the worlds of people who are into possessions... It's usually not a possession.
Yeah, yeah. And they know when it is.
Yeah. This is something psychological or it's something else. It's this is affecting you. It's a curse, not a possession.
Yeah. I mean, there's whole movies about it.
True, true.
And I know. Which movie is it? It's Insidious, right? Where they're trying to figure it out. Because And it kind of makes sense where it's they have to protect their own reputation too. And that's make true. Sure what they're covering isn't fake.
Very true.
So that's kind of cool.
Have you heard about getting possessed by movies?
No.
So I know what is. I know it's in the more extreme forms of Christianity. They believe that, well, through entertainment in general, movies, books, basically by reading about this stuff, you're putting yourself in a type of mindset for it. It's like the movie or the film or the comic, whatever. The entertainment puts you in a ritual state of mind. That opens you up and makes you more susceptible to possession or to letting these things in. So you'll experience. And that's one of the things they use against any type of fantasy like Harry Potter or Dragon Ball Z. You're putting yourself into a quote unquote supernatural mindset. And that opens you up to the supernatural realm.
Oh, is that why certain religions burn things?
Oh, I mean, everybody burns things are different, but it's why they ban them for sure.
Well, because I remember one of my friends saying that whenever she was younger, that she was scarred from religion because of this. And she said that the church that her parents took her to, that they would get all her comic books and movies and stuff, and they would all put it in a fire and burn it.
Yep.
Yeah.
That is definitely a thing. See, and it's not just the religions that do that. It's it's clearly those parents in that particular church.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's sad.
Yeah, most of them, they forbid you from getting it in the first place.
Yeah.
I mean, it's think about all the money you threw away. It's if you're really that against it, don't let her get it.
Exactly, yeah.
Disease. It's you sense. See, with them, it sounded more we just really need stuff to burn. We need to make a real point. We'll support it for a while. Let her fill a room up, set it all on fire, and then she can go to bed without any covers in a blank room.
Nice.
Just to really scar her.
Yeah, fuck her.
This will show her to love Jesus. Fire. Fire it all. Fire, fire, fire.
It makes sense, right?
Yeah, perfect sense.
Yeah, exactly.
But what about, have you heard about, I guess you call it, woo.
I've never heard of that one.
Possessing objects whenever something has a spirit on it. I guess, is that still considered a possession?
Possessing objects? Maybe a
Chucky.
Book?
No, Chucky. Think about it. Chucky or Annabelle. That's still a possession,
is it not?
Yeah,
yeah. It possesses a certain item.
And then there's was it books and stuff? And I know historical type object possessions like that. There's a Japanese swordsmith, one of the last of the great swordsmiths who were made swords so good people are we don't know how they made them so good. They're so well made. They're just the fucking best. They cut through shit like crazy. The cool thing about these swords is there's a lot of these older swords in general so well made that they might have some slight rusting on them, and the hilts are usually rotted off, but the middle is still there.
Yeah, yeah.
And the thing is, Japanese middle, as famous as it is known to have a lot of impurities, and the reason, one of the faults of them is that they have to be sharp because they're brittle, because they're stiff, whereas like the European long swords, they can have more of a dull edge, but because they have a little flexibility or something in the shape of them, they let them, it's easier to chop through things.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, there's this one guy, he was a super dick. He was angry.
It doesn't need to be strong. I mean, it doesn't need to be sharp if you're strong enough with it.
No, not even that. It's just that really it's like it's got a little flexibility to it. So whenever you swing it, there's like kind of, I guess, a bit of a delay in it. So whenever it hits something, momentum keeps it moving forward.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So it is still like it's a not like a beyond dull blade, but it's not razor sharp. Mm-hmm. Whereas and because of that, I don't know, man. Other sword reasons, people who are into swords can point all this stuff out.
Contact us.
This Japanese guy, he was like, oh, man, I hate everybody, but I especially hate women. So supposedly whenever he made swords with, I think, like the help of Oni, which are Japanese demons or whatever, that went into the blades. And all these blades.
That's super cool, though.
Yeah. So these blades, whenever you used them, you'd become undefeatable as long as you were holding it. Kill anybody. Lay them down in front of you, but though you could kill anybody and be pretty much unkillable, it would only work for you provided that it was sated with blood. Now you might think, well, if you're using it for battle anyway, that'll work. That is not the case.
You have to use your own blood.
You had to use a woman's blood. You had it needed a woman's lifeblood. You had to kill a woman. And there's a lot of legends that the men who owned these eventually would end up killing their own wives and daughters to sate their blood to become, you know, what is it, unbeatable in the battlefield. Now here's the thing, that's all well and good during times of war, but during times of peace you can't just justify going around chopping up women. Well, maybe if you're rich enough you could,
yeah,
as always, but in these times of peace there's no one to kill properly. So they thought, well, I'll just put this blade away, maybe I'll lock it up in the temple. But the bond has already been made. When you truly wield a blade, it becomes a part of you. You can put it away all you want, but it's still a part of you. That means the connection's still there. And what would happen is eventually in these times of peace, these men who use the blades be driven insane, killing themselves, mutilating themselves, or sometimes they would just get bad luck. They die in strange accidents that they shouldn't, you know, run over by carriages and, I don't know, hit by people with sticks until they died, you know, fall asleep in a pile of leaves and suffocate, as is known to happen.
Sorry, I'm not laughing.
What We Do in the Shadows, check it out. It's a great movie. But no, and that's a real story. That story is based on real blades that people have said whenever they feel uneasy around them. Now, is it because of the story or is there something more there?
Mm-hmm. That's how I've heard a lot of things. I know that is really creepy, though. I wouldn't mind like owning one of those swords, because it's like that's super cool to be like, oh, this is a sword of legend.
Maybe literally. As long as you didn't touch it. Ooh.
Yeah. It's like with a...
Get some tongs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get some thongs.
Well, maybe it's like you have to activate it. As long as you don't actually use it, maybe it's cool.
You have to like switch.
Isn't that kind of... We got like a dark fascination in us about being near morbid stuff.
Yeah. I know I remember... I know I keep saying I remember. I watched a YouTube video, and it was about, dolls being possessed, and it was super interesting because I remember there's one of them that it's in a place and it's not a bad spirit, and apparently if you go and you offer it something, it says thank you or something like that back.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's like a or no it, and then shit, I'm gonna fuck up these facts, but go look no, up sure the video. Was
I. Don't look up any of the facts I just said about that Japanese sword.
Okay,
the story is way better I made.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember hearing that it only lets certain people in. And that there's signs that say like no pregnant women and no stuff like that, where it's dangerous towards them. And it's kind of cool. It is kind of interesting. I wouldn't mind visiting these places. I know with Annabelle, there's a lot of people that say that it's hard to be around them because they'll get around them and they'll feel like really sick.
What do you mean people with Annabelle?
Annabelle, do you remember the doll?
Yeah, but I never actually saw the movies.
Okay, so Annabelle is a... You never seen any of the movies?
I mean, I've seen, like, the other ones. I think I've seen part... I've seen, like, the beginning of the first Annabelle movie, where the crazy guy breaks into the house. And then I think I might have seen it kind of up to the guy goes to a church, and, like, the priest, I think, goes to a church, and he gets, like, kicked back, and there's a real spooky demon, and he's like, "Rawr, I'm a spooky demon." He does go rawr, right? A big spooky demon?
I don't fucking remember. But I remember the actual story of these, the doll based, I know.
Oh, the true story.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, because, all right, quick side fact, all these stories from the Annabelle, what are the other ones called? What are those?
Insidious?
Conjuring. The Conjuring series, yeah, with like the nun and all that. And these are all based on the Warrens, which are real people. They're paranormal investigators, a lot of people say. And I believe like they did investigate real creepy stuff happening, and they just tended to embellish it. So the real Annabelle is based on a real case they did where a family, I believe, had a doll that they believed was possessed. And if you watch the movie, it is nothing at all like the book that they had published on it, or the case file, which in itself is embellished. And in a lot of cases, even though they're based on true stories, they condense it to a few days, maybe a few weeks. Whereas the real stories, like I think actually the first Conjuring movie, actually happened over the course of a few years. None of that stuff didn't happen all at once.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to tell the little story?
Tell me the. I'm ready.
Just really quick, so that way, if anyone doesn't know the story of it, they'll know. No. Here, let me find the place where it starts.
Well, don't tell me you're going to tell me the story if you don't got the story ready to tell. Fuck you.
Keep talking.
I wonder why, I feel like they made the Annabelle doll look way too much like Chucky.
I don't like the way it looks in the... Yeah. It looks scarier as a Raggedy Ann doll.
It really did, man. Yeah. It was more innocent, which is what made it creepier. The innocence makes it creepy. Even with... did you ever watch any of the Chucky movies?
Yes.
He's creepy because he's not scary all the time. He's creepy because sometimes he's just a normal kind of slightly uncanny valley doll. Mm-hmm. But then whenever he gets a scary face, that's what you expect the uncanny valley dolls to do. He looks like a Cabbage Patch doll that's like a little bit older.
Yeah.
Remember true. Cabbage Patch dolls?
I do remember the Cabbage Patch
dolls. Kind of creepy, weren't they?
They're very scary.
Yeah.
Do you think the Teletubbies are scary?
No, I'm just very off-putting.
Yeah.
I'd watch an episode and be like, this is putting me off. But, ba-dum-bum.
okay. These people, they're just like comparing the movie to the... I just want the actual story.
What did you type in?
The real Annabelle story.
Okay. Did you find it yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Okay. God damn it.
It's not it, right?
I found it. God damn it. Okay. Okay. I got it. Slideshow of cases of a Catholic girl high school with the help of her son. God damn it. That's not it.
You know what? Let's do a pause.
All right. Give me a sec.
Clap.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to clap. I'll clap when I
want
to clap.
Do you want me to clap?
Yeah. Okay. So here's the real story of Annabelle. All right. So the real story begins with a student nurse who was given a Raggedy Ann doll in 1968.
Pretty good sized one, too. It's like the size of a toddler.
It's a nice doll looking. Like, it is a good looking doll.
Look for a picture of it. It's terrifying.
No, but like in the very beginning of just like, it looks like a Raggedy Ann doll. Just a regular fucking doll. They saw the doll behave strangely, and that a psychic medium told the student that the doll was inhabited by the spirit of a dead girl named Annabelle. Little did she know that wasn't the fucking case, all right? Even though they said it was a little girl named Annabelle, the student and her roommate tried to accept the nature of the spirit-possessed doll, but the doll reportedly exhibited malicious and frightening behavior.
Ooh, such as?
Would a little girl behave in such ways?
Yeah, probably. They're pretty evil.
Yeah. Okay, so it was at this point that the Warrens say that they were first contacted. So the Warrens are the two...
the investigators. Yeah, the paranormal investigators. The paranormal
investigators that do the...
Paranormal investigating.
No, but they also do the actual exorcisms and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, yeah. They
help.
One of them is the medium. The wife, I think, is supposed to have the psychic powers, and the husband has connections with the church. Yeah. Studied as a exorcist.
Yep. Okay, so Texas State University.
I was here in Texas.
Texas State University assistant professor of religious studies Joseph Laycock says, he's the guy that he's a skeptic one, the skeptic dude that doesn't believe in it.
Groovy.
And he's here in fucking Texas.
That's awesome.
God damn it. Says most skeptics have dismissed the Warren's Museum as full off of the shelf Halloween junk, dolls and toys, books you could buy at any store. Laycock calls the Annabelle legend an interesting case study in the relationship between pop culture and paranormal folklore. Okay, so Laycock suggests that the idea of demonically possessed dolls allows modern demonologists to find supernatural evil in the most banal, right?
Yeah, banal.
Banal and domestic of places. All right, so basically it ends up not being a little girl. It ends up being an actual demon.
No.
And the demon starts...
The demon goes, ah!
Yeah, it goes, ah! And it's like, ah!
And you fly backwards. I mean? Yeah, those kind.
So, And in the Warrens, of course, they got their hands on it, and they locked it in the case. And to this day, it's still in that case at the Warrens Museum in some fucking place that I don't remember.
So yep. Basically, at the end of all of these movies, there's usually an item associated with the event, the supernatural paranormal event, mm-hmm. which the Warrens, in order to keep them safe, would then take to their special safe room that had wards and spirit protection on it. And then they turned it into a museum you could visit.
Yeah, exactly. What a lighthearted thing to do. I know. I think the man is dead. I think.
I thought they both were.
No, I think she was still running it. I don't know if she died since the last time I saw that she was still running it.
Fancy.
Possibly. But I remember hearing that she's the one that's in charge of it all right now.
That makes sense.
We should fucking go.
Where is it at?
I don't know. It's in some state.
Probably one of them.
One of them.
Texas?
No.
You don't think so? One down, so. 49 to go.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But there's a lot of dolls like that. There's like there's top 10 lists of fucking dolls that are possessed.
Truly doll possessed. Oh, wait. I think, yeah, because there's a bunch of things.
Momo.
That's not a doll. No, I know what is. Back in the day, porcelain dolls, a lot of, even just family dolls that they make for little girls. I don't know, like Victorian era. They'd use their baby teeth and real hair to make the dolls to give to them. And some people were like, that's how you get a possessed doll, which is if you'd get a possessed doll, that's how you would get it for sure.
Yeah.
Creepy.
It is creepy. Would you have a possessed doll?
No. My dolls are all cool. Super friendly.
Super friendly. Play super with nice. You all the time.
Yeah. They just talk to me. they're like, you know what you should do? Burn things. And it's like, I wanted to burn things, but now that you told me to do it, I don't want to do it.
And then they just moved on to someone else that was a little bit more susceptible for things.
Like, you're clearly a monster, but you're on the right path. You're good.
You don't need our help.
Are you sure you'd be comfortable having something that was acquaintedly?
No.
The word that means possibly possessed, you'd be comfortable with it?
No.
You wouldn't be? I thought you just said you would.
Yeah, I
you said
wish
you wanted
I
that
would.
Cool sword.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't touch it, though. Not a doll. Because they say that the dolls actually, like, get out of the case somehow and shit. It's scary.
Do they, though? Do they really?
Yeah, I think.
There was an Egyptian statue. It was a tiny one of some deity. And it would always end up pointing west, I think, in a museum. The thing is, they checked the cases all the time. Nobody was moving it. And they would, like, what is it? They would went through all the footage, and they saw nobody interacted with the case. And they saw, instead, was that slowly but surely, the statue would slowly rotate towards the direction west or whatever direction it pointed. And they're like, what the hell's going on? And they checked it and it would do it. They'd fix it every day. It would do it again. It would do it again. Until they found out that the base of the statue was slightly uneven. And all the walking around the museum during the day would slowly vibrate it. And it would just slowly turn to that point.
No way.
Until it couldn't turn anymore. Yeah. So they just like put it on a different kind of stand and it was good.
How would it always point west though?
No, because like it was uneven on one particular side. So as the day went on, that's like the direction it would vibrate on. And it just took like roughly that amount of time to go there. And then I guess because of the ground not being totally level, that eventually it would stop because it would sort of be, you know, on a place where it couldn't vibrate. The vibrations were still there, but it wasn't enough to move it against the unlevel floor.
I don't believe you. I believe it was a demon.
No, it was Egyptian. It was a deity.
A deity. Beerus the Destroyer.
Beerus the Destroyer?
Yeah. Beerus.
Beerus the Destroyer.
Yeah.
You know, to be fair, it did have one of those, I know that kind of necklace thing he wears, that Egyptian thing that was like, it was like the top part of a shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the neck
the
part.
The collar.
The collar, the shoulders, and then it's like, just let my belly hang out. Yeah, I don't need sleeves.
Cool. I like his outfit.
It's a neck vest.
You're a neck vest.
But, oh, so here's a thought. In some, of the, what is it, the more warrior-like cultures, they would believe that their ancestors would possess them to give them, you know, extra fighting skills.
Ooh, that's cool, though.
Right? When we think about it, Dragon Ball Z has something kind of like that, where whenever they were in dire need, Gohan fighting against Cell was like, I can't take this. And Goku was like, take my spirit energy, I'm coming down. And, like, you know, charging up with him. So that does have some basis in their cultures. And I think that's also in a lot of African cultures. I'm pretty sure pretty much any animistic culture. So I'm pretty sure even the Saxons and Germans and whatever ends probably did that too. Like, oh, my ancestors will come down. Or in fact, sometimes even with like the deities like Zeus and Thor and all them, they would believe, sometimes they'd pray just to help him out, but other times they'd say they felt like he was with them, truly a part of them, their spirit deity or whatever, helping them fight.
That's pretty dope, though.
Yeah. And I think now they discovered that, too. It's like, oh, whenever you go into the, you know, the, what they call it, the zone, and it's like you super focus, it feels like you're a different person, and it's like you just are really good at whatever thing you're doing. So it's like, boom, we just described that away.
I know.
That's special.
What a bunch of bitches. Scientists are just a bunch of bitches that don't let people dream.
Just ruining everything. You know why? It's because they were just like, I don't think that's for real. And then the person was like, no, man, I'm telling you, Zeus took me over. And then they were a dick about it, so they just had to be a dick back.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, I proved that it's not. He's like, oh, you ruined it.
And they're like, you know what? I'm going to become a scientist, and I'm going to prove you wrong.
With science. Blinded me by science.
I don't know, man. Would you ever do like a Ouija board or something?
Yeah, man. I've always been on the lookout for one, but it's hard to find like a good priced one. I don't want to pay like $30.
Yeah,
for
they are expensive. That's what I was going to say. I was like, I've seen some before.
They're a little pricey.
You want to buy one on Halloween?
We should buy it before because they're like hard to get. I think, don't they have like all month?
No.
Wait, we don't have to wait to Halloween.
The spirit.
I say just keep an eye open for them. Didn't Earthbound sell them a lot? I went there recently, but I didn't see any.
Earthbound?
Yeah, that's in the mall, South Park Mall.
Really?
It's where you get like good incense.
Oh.
And they got like other incest, like leather things and like journals, and it's like just like kind of hippie stuff.
Oh, okay.
Sell like dream catchers and whatnot. Oh,
I was going to say that at that spirit crystals. Halloween stores.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The one that opens every year for like a few months or something. Pop-up store.
They usually have a lot of them there. That's where I've seen them.
I would really like to get one from like a thrift store. So I could just imagine. Yeah, exactly. You know, slightly boxed edges and, you know, weird stains on it. It's like, okay, this one's been properly charged.
Well, actually, the other day we watched a whole video about the demon Zozo, right?
Pazuzu, yeah, you were telling me. Supposedly, since
I wasn't telling you, you were watching it.
No, you told me about it, and then we watched it together.
Oh, okay.
And then he was like, it was an infographics, right?
Yes. Go watch it, everyone.
How do you spell that? Was it a P, right, or is it just Zozo?
Zozo.
And
the Zozo demon.
Apparently, a lot of people who were doing Ouija boards were noticing that they were getting contacted by allegedly the same spirit, called Zozo. And it's like nobody noticed, like, oh, maybe it's because everybody tends to lean this direction and they're facing here, but whatever.
How dare you? Don't be like those people. I fucking hate you.
The reason everybody's just got lazy hands.
They could just go back and forth to
Zozo. Would you try it, though? Would you try a Ouija board?
I don't know, man. I'm curious, but I'm scared.
Scared of what?
What do you mean? Why scared of what? What do you mean? The whole thing is about being scared. That's the whole reason that they made it.
That otherwise wouldn't work.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to try? What about other methods of divination and such? You want to try casting bones, tarot readings?
In school, did you ever was there ever a thing where it's like, oh, if you do this, like a game that they made up in school that?
No, there's like the Bloody Mary kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
You know, turn out the lights and say Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary. And then, like, she appears.
I remember they made a whole big whoop about, like, the pencil game or some shit.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one. It was, like, you balanced it a certain way and it pointed. Yeah. Do you remember how it went exactly?
No. But I just remember it was really dumb. Yeah. It was, like, basically a Ouija board, yeah, but not really.
Yeah, okay.
It's like, no, faggots, go get... Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say
too late. It's been said. I think if I remember correctly, that was actually part of a viral advertising for, I think, one of the Paranormal Activity movies, uh-huh. I think. And I think it was, like, you get a pencil and you put it on the edge and it'll spin around. It's dumb. Yeah.
That seems more unrealistic than the fucking Ouija board. It's like, oh, then that means that the wind maybe just fucking hit it wrong.
Oh, excuse me.
I can literally do it.
Just now it's not special. Oh, man, that's right. We got to get back to practicing our chi. I think I'm starting to make progress. I feel the energy charging up, and I can get all the hair on my body to stand up.
Can you do it right now?
No. Okay. Well, I mean, I can, but it's like barely above 20, so it's going to be... I can't make it stand more on edge. That's actually pretty warm. Yeah, should I keep practicing that, you think?
Yes, charging dude. It up? Can you tell the story about the whole whole key ball thing that you were...
Once upon a time, anciently. Like, do I tell it like that or do I tell it like a normal person?
Like a normal fucking person.
Oh, fuck you, mister. I said an inappropriate, sex homophobic slur. You're a bad person.
It's not a bad word. Yes, it is. Yeah. But I didn't mean it in a bad way.
Oh, then that made it okay.
Yeah.
Everyone's feelings just healed. They're just going to get...
There's a difference between saying I'm gay and saying you're gay because that shit's stupid. You know what I mean?
I'm just saying, man. A lot of triggers have been pulled that can't be unpulled.
It can't be unpulled?
Yeah. You can't unpull a trigger. Anyway, back in the day when I was a preteen. Yeah, I feel comfortable saying that.
Okay.
Maybe just teen. Right about there. So about 10.
Is this a big difference in the story?
Yeah. Because I was like pure at the time. Innocence.
Okay.
For instance. Anyway, I was playing kung fu games or whatever with my cousins outside. Yada yada. And one of us was pretending to charge up a, what is it? We were playing mostly, I want to say it was Street Fighter. So it would have been a Hadouken. Was either that or from Tekken, which it might have been. I forgot what their moves are. But he was charging up like an energy ball. He was doing like a weird hand movement and some weird leg things, just missing around. And we all looked at him. And right then, a little blue light came from the ground and floated up between his hands that were making the weird movements. And then just sort of dissipated when we all freaked out going, oh my God, oh my God, did you see that? Oh my God. Now, possibly important for the story. We were standing on a dirt road that led up to a house surrounded by barbed wire fence, and it was about dusk. So the sun was going down, but there's still a lot of light out. So it means it was fairly bright to see this little glowing orb.
Yeah.
It's about the size of a dime. It was definitely something. We were definitely seeing something. So you want to hear my logical prediction?
Let's go through.
Start with the logical list.
Okay.
Most realistic, simple thing is that we didn't notice a particularly bright firefly. Now, this glowing orb was orange. No, it was bluish white and very circular. But most fireflies, I think, are green. There might be some blue ones or whiter ones, to be fair. But we didn't. And it could have been that we were so surprised that we didn't notice that when it dimmed out, just a bug flying off because they are pretty small.
Uh-huh.
Most logical. Second, slightly less logical. Something to do with, you know, good timing and static electricity maybe, or some sort of weird like kind of energy.
Maybe the light. Maybe a ball of dust went up and the light shined on
it. That would be a thermos. So the second one, I think I could see a charge and maybe there was like, you know, wind we didn't pick up. Yeah, maybe that would be the second and the electricity would be the third. Somehow, some wind picked up a little piece of plastic or something, and it just caught the light just right, and everybody kind of saw it, and it did a weird thing, and then when it like balanced out and fell back down, nobody noticed because it was so small. Third most realistic thing would then be the lightning, that electricity, and I can't think of any other logical things. And then so the fourth one Oh, yeah, it'd be the fourth one. Would be that
cousin's somehow, a fucking god.
Or just like he was like just forming his energy. Maybe it was that thing that they. I like how you jump straight to God. No intermediate. No, he's like he's learning to channel the four. He's maybe the avatar. Like no, just he is our Lord and Savior.
Yeah,
yeah.
What if?
What if?
What if? What if you're related to the next
Messiah?
Yeah,
it'd be like cool. It'd be like so. I'm gonna get all the good press, and like I don't have to actually do anything. Sweet.
Sweet.
And about in a few years, I was about
to say some real bad shit.
Oh, don't worry, I'll say it for you. Yeah, so in a few years, I'll visit you on the stick.
I was gonna say something like, I was gonna say, I don't have to be fucking crucified. Yeah,
this would be fantastic. Because like, sorry. It'd be like, wasn't your brother so and so? And it was all like, he was my cousin, but I'm not gonna correct this person. Yeah, all those things were good. Do you have a book of mine you want me to sign? Oh no, I haven't bought it yet. Oh, they're for sale right over there. Do you have a poster or I could autograph that? I was like, no, I just wanted to talk to you about like, actually, we're doing a Q&A after do a pitch. I'll read a few chapters from it. Then I'll be happy to open the floor to everybody. Okay, sweetie, but you're gonna need to buy a book first so that way you could sit in on it. If you don't want to do that, that's fine. You could also buy a CD. We have a few other things for sale, optional. Right. And actually, if you don't see anything that you're interested in right now, but you think this is something that you would want for someone along the line, you could buy a gift card specifically, you know, for Rhodes, son of the Savior. And it's like, I thought he were just related. It's like, but it read better. We test grouped it that son of the Savior worked a lot better. Anyway, you can get a gift card. They're on sale. You can get $15, $25, $150 one. And, you know, for limited time now, if you buy the $200 gift card, it's only going to be $199. So it's a whole, that's some savings right there. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. We are actually, so you took a little too long holding me back here. So it looks like all the seats are sold out. You're going to need to wait outside, but don't worry. You could still buy whatever you need. Just, you know, don't get into the part of the crowd that's, you know, talking to me right now.
Now get out of my fucking way, please.
I like that. Get out of my fucking way, please.
Oh, that's fucking hilarious. You're like, son of the, was it, what'd you say?
Son of the Savior.
Son of, and he's like, but wait, I thought, no. It's like, no, of course my brother is also a son of the Savior.
Yeah, it's about him, my experiences with him.
Yes.
I was like, yes, I understood that you were actually cousins. Biologically, we were cousins, but we were brothers in the sense of how close we were together and spiritually, okay? Mm-hmm. Did anybody actually finish reading the book before they fucking came here?
You guys are like, a bunch of twats, aren't you? You just are like fucking...
I was like, well, could you... someone was like, I had a question here on and holding the book open. On chapter 3, paragraph 1, it said that... Oh, okay. I don't know the exact chapters and paragraphs because I used a ghostwriter. Well, actually, my publisher used a ghostwriter. So, you know, keep it. Give me a little wiggle room here, all right? Jeez. So you haven't read the book at all yourself that you was like, well, I'm going to be doing a reading of it later.
Does anyone fucking listen to me here?
That part was like, but the audiobook is in your voice. Well, you see, whenever you're a voice actor, and a lot of people don't understand that, is that you're so in the moment sometimes, you can't actually process what you're reading as you're trying to emote what you say. Now, this is actually pretty interesting. I'm actually going to be doing, I have a separate CD for sale that, you know what? I brought some of those. Why don't we go ahead and put some of those out and people could get a look at them? Yeah, see what we're doing now. I got a, Funimation contacted me, right? And we found some very interesting things. I'm going to be doing some really interesting things coming up. And yeah, go ahead and just put them there by the, just go ahead and knock over the Son of the Savior stuff. Yeah, that everybody who bought one's going to get, already got one. Yeah, okay.
Let's just say I'm the new Broly.
I'm just saying, hint. Somebody in the background. That explains a lot. Shut up. Get her out. Get her out now. Out. Yeah, her. She doesn't even have a badge. Who let her in? Oh, that was a girl I was talking to earlier. No, just because you see me talking to somebody doesn't mean they're cool, okay? I told you. Badge, entry, no badge, no entry. I don't know. Press badge does not count. That's a separate junction. My God, why do I even have an agent? My God, I do it all myself. I know. I'm amazed by it, too. But,
yeah. Coffee, please.
Coffee.
That was the longest fucking bit that I've ever heard in my whole life.
You were part of it.
It was really fucking funny.
Oh, quick side note. Yeah, we need to look at that next. We want to be voice actors.
Yes.
I do. Do you really want to be one? Would you try that? Would you be curious?
I would love to, but I don't know if my voice is...
You do, man. Whenever I hear your voice, you've got strong... Thank you. Like, what is it? Like, you have an anime voice. I could totally see you, like, hear your voice, like, running down the street, like, you know, Hitachi,
And I thought you were gonna say, I could totally hear your voice on a girl looking up at you.
You know what? That wouldn't be horrible. You do have a slightly effeminate voice. Video game voice. Think about it. You're definitely, you may not be the main character. I'm not the main character. Let's be fair.
You might be. You have a pretty good voice.
I'm like at top notch. I could see me being like the main bad guy is like second in command. You see a lot, but you know, doesn't do anything good.
Can the rest of the podcast just be us sucking each other's dick about how good we are at certain things?
Just fantastic. I mean, well, because you know you got a good singing voice, right? I got a good talking voice. Let's mash this up. Let's make
beautiful love.
We could do a melody. Oh, man. You want to hear something interesting?
Oh, man. I'll stop you right there at love. Are you okay?
Demons. Fishing. Yeah. I had I didn't know. I had a fish oil tablet earlier. They're no longer calling them fish oil tablets. They're not calling them omega-3s. Oh.
Were they ever called fish oil
tablets? Yeah, they were always called fish oil tablets whenever they first started getting big. Mm-hmm. And then they just started adding other things. Now they just call them, like, the ingredient that you're really going for is the omega-3.
Ah, makes sense. Instead of...
There was just
it
one...
It does sound better.
I asked the pharmacist about it, and he said, oh, you didn't see any fish? Because I said, you guys have the fish oil? My doctor said to get some. And he's like, oh, you don't see any over there? I was like, well, I didn't know where to look even, so I just decided to ask you first. And he says, yeah, they're no longer called fish oil. They're all going to be labeled omega-3.
He's been waiting for the day someone fucking asked so that we could say that shit.
Yeah,
he's
I really think so.
And you haven't seen any over there. Okay, let me tell you
why. He was pretty chill. He did say, oh, you see, like, there was one bottle that still said fish oil. And he said, yeah, that's going to be phased out. Once we're sold out of them, the next batch comes in and it'll say omega-3. Oh. So, little fun fact. That's not that fun, but you should know.
Yeah, in case you guys need a little fish oil in your life.
On the topic, though, of possession and musical stuff, I saw a movie where there was a thing where they had records playing that had people saying rituals. Like, basically, people would do a ritual and they would then be recording it. And then you could buy the record and that'd be like the ritual takes effect. Hmm. Do you think that's like a real thing people do?
I think it's a real thing people do, but I don't think it's real.
Well, like I don't care if it works or not, but I'm interested. Like I would check one of those out. Like, oh, because
send us your possessed shit.
Dude, please. Oh, I mean, isn't that kind of, don't they sell CDs where people do prayers?
Yes.
Like, so I mean, like, that's pretty much the same thing.
Uh-huh.
You just like, I always thought that you were supposed to sit down and listen to them, but the idea is that you just put them on while you're at home and you just have prayers kind of going 24/7. That's what it actually is, right?
I think so. Well, it's, I don't like, know. I guess it is, to each person is different.
Well,
so.
I mean, isn't that what, you know, those candles that are in glasses?
Uh-huh.
They're like, they're long and they have like different effects on them.
The Virgen de Guadalupe.
Yeah, they're prayers on the back of them, right?
Yes.
But isn't it supposed to be, you say the, is it, if I'm not mistaken, you say the prayer on the candle, you light the candle, and like as it's happening, you got that goodness flowing through or something?
Oh, okay.
Is it?
I have no clue.
I need to talk to somebody about this. I tried looking it up. It's all in Spanish.
You're talking to me.
How about somebody who fucking knows?
Yes, yeah, I was going to say, I guess I'm not.
Oh, would you be willing to go to one of those shops that like really sells that stuff heavily?
I would fucking be willing to do anything with religion, and maybe not anything with religion.
Well, because I know that some of those places I checked out, like I walked into one once and it's like my cousin, I was with a cousin, okay. Different cousin.
Oh, okay.
And he knew exactly what he needed in there.
The so God of Messiah cousin?
Yeah, no, different one. Okay. I was just like trying to remember, like, no, it was a different guy. So I didn't get to look around that much. He kind of knew vaguely what he was like, okay, they don't have this here, they don't have this section. It's like, okay, it's like, oh, you already know where you're going. He's like, no, I just know if they have this here, you know, this particular ingredient, then it'll be next to it over here.
Mm, okay.
I was like, cool.
Dope. Cool. I don't have to look around.
No. No, you want to look around. That's where all the cool stuff is. I remember I found there was a bunch of things where there were soaps that had little things in them, and it was supposed to give you, like, there was one with a little money in it.
Do you think you there's do soap? Was it antique stores that have weird shit in them?
They do, but that's just a way for them to sell it more expensive.
Oh, okay.
I think. I mean, if you think about it, anything that could be randomly antique could have something going on with it.
True.
I like antique stores. They got old stuff.
What the fuck was I going to say?
I don't know. I don't have that ability yet.
I was going to say, do you think animals get possessed?
Man, I swear I've heard something kind of like that. Isn't that kind of like what a familiar is? Like, whenever you're doing your black magery, you get a creature, and it's like either possessed or it's like a shape-shifted goblin or something. I'm going to say, yeah, why? Have you ever heard of a possessed animal?
I was going to say, what if whenever animals go like berserker kind of fucking thing And people are like, well, it's just they're wild animals. What if they're just like the way, I know there is a lot of case. I'm not saying every case is this, like of pit bulls and shit like that, yeah. of attacking people. I'm saying, what if like one of them was that a demon went into it and it was like, I'm going to fuck some people up. And they're just going to blame that the pit bull was just.
Well, I mean, think about it. Like, so what if these spirits, they're locked in the places where they're arisen or cast. So like abandoned buildings,
okay.
the woods for no reason. They're kind of locked in their area.
Mm-hmm.
Cats, dogs, other animals, what have you. They go in. Guinea they can pigs. Latch on them. Huh?
Guinea pigs.
You know what? I have a strange feeling that it's not guinea pigs. I could see more pest-like animals.
Oh, okay.
But on the bigger animals that have a little more smarts later, like maybe there's a rat. It jumps on the rat.
Birds?
Maybe the bird. Yeah, for the bird, I could definitely see. Birds are bastards.
Yeah.
And then they go spread havoc that way just by jumping. Maybe they can't directly like lift a chair and throw it at you, but they can get into a bird and fly at your freaking windshield and scare
That's
you.
That's what I was going to say. Like, oh. Like, guys, all right. We have a fucking story to tell you guys, all right?
Yeah.
So, you want to tell it? Yeah, you know what? You tell it. You're a better storyteller.
Yeah, but there's not much to say because we were literally just driving in the car at
listening
night.
To Ozzy Osbourne.
We were listening. What was the song?
Fuck.
It was a good one.
It was a good one.
It wasn't War Pigs.
It was
something with a C.
Was it?
Dang. What was one of the Ozzy songs? And I had the windows were rolled up. I had my arm on the window because I was kind of leaning on my hand. Jory here driving along, jamming out to the Ozman. As one should. And like, just the, all of a sudden, we hear. And I, right away, I turn to the window and I just see, I thought it was like a cat. I see a big white thing and it just kind of goes out of sight. And I look to my left and Joey's got his like mouth wide open. What did I look like? I don't even know what my face looked like.
You looked really, like the most surprised I've ever seen you look, I
think. I was
pretty
freaking surprised. Yeah, yeah. I thought, what I had thought happened was a cat had flown out the window. It looked like it was like a full spread eagle on the window. Not the driver's side window, the passenger door window. I thought a hillbilly had chucked his cat at the car.
I was about to say that the first thing that came out of your mouth was, someone threw a cat at us. I was like, Bobby, I don't know if that's, that's
a lot. I just pictured this crazy hillbilly on the other side of the barbed wire just swinging a cat by his tail, waiting for cars to come by. We're going just the right speed because we're slow jamming to the Oz, man.
And he just threw it and he let the car do the work. You know what I mean?
I think it did a perfect synchronization. He chucked it right before the car got to that spot. Like whenever you're a sniper, and you're leading a target, like the you're waiting for it to walk into the bullet. He did that. He chucked it, and then boom, boom, the cat just like, you know. Whoop. But more logically, was that it was a bird, but it had a good weight to it. So I thought maybe my mom suggested that maybe it was a who suggested it was a duck.
It was no. Oh, we said. It, was it a duck? And then because I said maybe it was a duck, and you're like, it could have fucking been a duck because
it had a good heft to it. Yeah, and it's like, I think the white underneath was like the Dowie feathers, and maybe we didn't see the edges because they were darker.
Yeah, and then I said later on, I think it was the next day, I told you, I was like, my girlfriend said, what if it was an owl? And then you said, my mom also said the same thing.
Yeah, that makes sense. All the girls thought the most logical fucking thing.
You thought it was a fucking cat. I thought it was a duck.
He was like, okay. It was like both like two logical people. Was it an owl?
And I was like, because I was like, it looked like it came from like a tree or something because it came from above. And then I was like, so it kind of, it could have been a duck. And she looks at me and she goes, ducks don't earn in trees, Joseph. And I was like,
it could have, what the fuck is stopping him? What's stopping
him? He could have been in a tree.
You can't stop it from being in a tree.
Yeah.
Here's a quick question on birds. You know how they're all different colors, but for the most part, most birds have white bellies. Is that so that they blend in with the sky?
Maybe.
Ooh, like they're not blue, they're white like clouds.
That's a pretty thought.
I think so.
So yeah. I think we should end this podcast and just say that we're going to try to go to one of those stores. Maybe we can record a little bit.
Oh man, if we do, we're doing it like with our cell phones. We're like not official and I want to see like ghosts everywhere.
Yeah,
ghosts.
Yeah. That's what I was going to ask.
Because there's no recording. I'm pretty sure they have like rules against like cameras in there.
Well, fuck them.
No, they got magic. What if they throw their bars of soap at us? With
Mr.
like
skeptic, I just didn't believe.
Yeah, but I believe that a bar of soap will hurt, you know?
We can just take our phones and just like record a little bit.
These
like,
guys spend all day lifting up giant scary statues. Oh, you're going to see. Okay, it'll be fun. We'll check it out.
And then maybe I'll post a little bit so that way I can I could just post it on a YouTube random mass channel and just link to it.
Start our own thing.
Yeah. Boom. Exactly. Huge. Like how that they have those Slender Man tape thingies. Whatever. All right, guys. We're going to call it one. Thank you for listening.
Don't forget, you can find us
on. Bitch, you're going to fucking cut me off while I'm saying, don't forget to listen. No, what was I saying? Thank you for listening. Where can you find us?
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Breaker,
Castbox,
Pocket Cast,
Radio Public,
and Radio Public,
Stitcher, yeah,
and of course Anchor.
Of course, you can donate to us if you fucking want to, or just listen to our ads over and over and over again.
We'd appreciate that. Yeah. Cool. Oh yeah. If you want to talk to me specifically, I'm RODEZM8 and Twitter. Also check out the site's Twitter, which is
thumbs up.
Yours? Is it thumbs up?
Well, yours? Yeah, I think it's just thumbs up Twitter. Right? No, thumbs up yours. Yeah. Thumbs up yours.
But yours?
I thought you said yours like mine. I was like, I don't fucking have one.
No, jackass. Wait, it's thumbs up yours. Y U R, or is it Y O U R S?
Y O U R S.
Okay, yeah. So thumbs up yours.
Yep.
And if you want to get us on Gmail, we're at
biggerthumbsup@gmail.com.
Fusion Ho.
And you can find me at Joe_Rewind on Instagram. And go back and listen to all our other podcasts. They're really fucking good. All right? Fuckers. Fuckers.
Skadoodles.